Hello and welcome to Nerd Stuff. It's the SEA Sport Media Group podcast.
I'm going to do
that every time that I introduce it, because we are the media. We are a media and we are a group. We are C Sport too, so it fits. My name is Index. I'm with some friends again. Hi, Scrawny.
Hello, Index. Hello, Red.
We have not introduced Greg yet, so keep it secret, okay?
Okay, so he doesn't exist yet.
Yet.
Okay, summon him.
Okay, hi, Red.
What are the materials necessary?
Hey, I existed. Yeah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to live.
I am God.
Oh, God.
I will see you here.
How did it take? Like, you know, like, Eve was a byproduct of Adam's rib, right?
Yes.
According to the Bible. What did you pull out to summon Red?
My left ass cheek.
Hey!
That's why he's a thick boy.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yes. Unfortunately, yeah, I cannot sit on regular stools now, so...
Why?
I lost my left ass cheek.
Oh, okay. You still have the right, so I think you could still sit on those stools.
Friend, how do I balance it?
I mean, you can supplement it with a memory foam.
Okay, I get it. It's one of those, what do you call amputee things? What do you call that?
Prosthetics?
Prosthetic. I have a prosthetic ass. That's made of foam.
Blessed Sunday to you guys, talking about asses.
Yeah. It is Sunday. We actually, we kind of died yesterday. We were so busy. We threw an event at some high school in the Philippines. And it was a Smash event. And Scrawn and I were there. We did some prod. How'd it go? Scrawn, how'd it go? What was the event?
It was great. The event was great. We ran a lot of things. The broadcasting side was when the ingress was tricky.
It was a Smash event.
Smash that Ash. So it's a event that would benefit the communities affected by the Al volcano eruption.
Yes. It was a bunch of high schoolers too, right? We had like a lot of signups as well.
Yeah, it was in a high school called Multiple Intelligence, some international school, MIIS.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the school name because, you know, maybe like we got the predator listening, bro. Don't even.
What? Are you saying that's our demographic?
I refuse to believe
that's our demographic.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you don't know who's listening to these things, man.
So anyway, it was great. The turnout was great. We had like 37 players. I'm not sure about the exact amount of donations we got, but it's close to 150,000 pesos. Is about $3,000.
$1,000
for that one, and yeah, we mobilized like what three and a half C Sport guys to set that up, and we did it. We got it running.
Yeah,
Paul Cham.
It was MGod, Sneaky, me, and Half an Index.
Yes, went there for like half a day.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I broke my ankles.
Oh no. How do you even break your ankle?
Well, you sprain it first. Then you sprain it again.
I'm hearing some echo.
So that's when it's. Does that mean it's broken?
I don't know.
Index should have just given his ankle then. not this ass cheek.
Scott, I'm here. I'm fine with your side. What the fudge?
Really?
Are you using your open backs?
Yeah, but it doesn't.
I got him.
I read it. I read you like a book.
Okay.
Are we still going in?
This is all going in.
Oh, yeah.
Perfection.
Yeah.
So what now?
I was digesting, like, how to deal with the echo. But anyway, so that's about it for my side of the day yesterday.
Okay, Scrum. So, here's what I want you to do right now. Okay, we're gonna save this podcast. You're gonna go and get your TFZs.
It's in the car.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Why is it there?
I left my Theo and my whole thing there.
I can't believe you leave your stuff in your car.
It's just that. It's not like I left like big stuff there.
No. Okay. Anyway, Red. Anyway, how's your ankle?
Hey. It hurts.
Of course it does, but like, how's it doing? Is it doing worse? Doing better? What's the timeline on this thing?
I think 3 weeks before I could like run.
How about walking? How's walking?
Maybe next week.
So are you bedridden?
No, I'm going to limp all the way to Pasay.
That doesn't sound very
good. I have to work. Yeah, I have to work, baby.
Okay. What? Can't you not go to the office? Well, I guess you can't work if you're in your house.
Yeah, I need to go to the office, you know, because I don't want to use my sick leaves anymore.
But you are sick. Your ankle is sick.
No. No. It's fine. I could limp all. Like, I could limp.
I can limp. That's okay. Nothing wrong here.
Yeah.
I don't know how to start this this episode of the podcast, actually, because there's a very glaring issue that we're about to talk about that's really connected to Red's situation. So I'm just gonna go for it. Aging. As a gamer.
Oh no. Oh no.
As a gamer. I'm just gonna go ahead and like switch it around, okay? Aging gamer. What's the lifestyle like for us? Because we still play a lot of games.
For gaming, I'd say it's like cap. For gamers, like the generation of gamers, it's capped at like 40, because they're basically 40 is like the people who reach when they were kids. Pong was released, right? So that's about the cap of the generation that was born gamers.
I mean. If you're an aging gamer, what's the physical tolls on you playing games, right? It's just with your hands and your eyes.
I don't believe in physical tolls. I believe in more of responsibilities as an aging adult.
I guess you have to get married, have kids.
It's not even that. It's, like
it's not a have. Work. But yeah, you're going to have more work responsibilities, mortgage, all those stuff. So it's something that will happen at some point in your life. So I guess, yeah, that's more of the problem than I wouldn't call the problem like what replaces gaming.
Because like obviously there are some games that like we liked before and like can't play it anymore because we have like so much responsibilities. That's why a lot of people are quitting Dota, quitting Counter-Strike, quitting all these competitive games in response to their responsibilities. So in turn, they just find another game to play, a little bit more passive, a little bit more that they can put down and play again, like these single-player RPGs.
Cookie Clicker.
Cookie Clicker, yeah.
Stardew Valley. Yeah,
Stardew Valley, right? Because what would be an example of a game that you used to like? And like you like right now,
but you can't play anymore right now.
Yeah, because I think one example would be Monster Hunter, and I know Red is like still playing, but like before, if you, like you know we played Monster Hunter in the PlayStation Portable, we would just like go ham every day, like so long, all day. It's Monster Hunter, and like obviously we can't do that now. We don't have summer vacations anymore.
I think for me it's MMORPGs.
Yes.
Yeah, speaking of which, like Three of Saber coming to the mobile phone. I don't know if I can commit to that.
It's really time consuming.
Got Index interested.
Yes, very cool. It's a hard same for me too, you know. I'm all about that that Filipino MMORPG guy, the Ragnarok Onlines, the RAN Onlines. My favorite was Rose. Never really took off here, but yeah, I wish I could.
Kind of niche here.
Yeah, I got my friends into it. They were pretty interested, but server shut down.
The mobile MMO, they're making it easier for some people to commit. Like there's like auto attacks, auto bot, and everything. Like Ragnarok Mobile, for instance.
Yeah, it had the IP name, and it's also very not time-consuming. I mean, it is time-consuming, but it's passive. You can just leave it to hunt.
Yeah. But I feel like it defeats the whole purpose of a community. Like, when I played it, I didn't really make any... I wasn't able to build any community or get into it. Maybe I just quit like, too early.
Yeah, it's the Guild Wars that foster the community.
Yeah, Guild Wars is... Well, the Guild Wars, the game, was able to still hold the community.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of interaction aspect to Guild Wars that you have to do.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of MMORPGs, too, when you get into the later stages. Anyway, Red...
You know mine. I haven't played Dota in a while.
You did?
And I tried to play. Yeah, I did, but I suck. I suck. What?
We won, except for that freaking ability draft.
Yeah, blame Index for that.
No, it was great. We just didn't take all of the broken skills. Jeez.
Expecting people who was here on playing to take on broken to come up, like especially said, to come up with broken combinations right off the bat. Haven't played like for a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah, going back to Dota, because I really hate what I was like, sucking so bad in lanes, because when I was still into Dota, like a lot of hours into it, like I know that I could win this lane, but when I got back to Dota, like I keep dying and shit.
It's the positioning, I think. It's just the rust.
I know, I guess. But yeah, there you go. Dota for me is like time consuming now. I rather play Stardew Valley in the Switch. Play some Pokemon.
So yeah, that's what I wanted to lead to, is what's like a game that you thought you didn't like, you wouldn't like, and now that you absolutely love. So start off with Red, and I think you already did answer some of the questions there.
Hey, Stardew, let's go.
You love Stardew, huh? What is it that makes you like it now as an adult man, adult male?
I could play it anytime I want. Mm-hmm. It doesn't stress you out. Just, you know, makes you relax. And the only stressful thing about it is time management.
Yeah, in-game time management.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's a good game to play if you want to relax, sip some tea, mm-hmm. enjoy the day, mm-hmm. farm some parsnips.
The classic. The most basic crop of the parsnips.
Yeah. What about you, Scrod?
I like Stardew Valley.
My Fallout Shelter, huh?
I mean, I like Stardew Valley. Basically, a caveman there. I live in the hunt, the caves, and Index keeps losing stuff.
I keep losing levels on the caves.
There's levels. You lose stuff when you die.
I lose levels too. I lose like 5 levels every time I die.
Yeah. Because if you die in the mine, you will lose like levels in the mine.
Yeah. That's me. So, yeah, for me, it's RPGs that are, I don't know what the classification is, like the pixelated ones, the classic ones.
The turn-based tactics.
Minecraft?
No. It's like the Moonlighter.
So roguelikes.
Roguelikes are my thing. Because, you know, even if I die, I just come back to the start.
And get good, right?
Yeah. Also, like, Hollow Knight. Love Hollow Knight. I didn't think I would be super into it, but I was.
Hollow Knight!
Yeah, Ron loves Hollow Knight. Man, I want some Hollow Knight stuff.
It's one of those things that you need time to master. Mm-hmm. Especially if they use these games on speedruns. Have you seen speedrun competitions?
They're
insane.
I do not like speedruns, honestly.
Why?
I mean, have you watched a competition on speedrun?
Yeah, SDQ,
it's
right?
Insane.
A GDQ?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't like speedruns because it kind of like takes the essence of the game and just throws it away, you know?
Mm. Like instead of like enjoying the game, enjoying the story, you just speed throughout.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You hit it right on the nose. That's why I love Undertale.
And that kind of games are like, I think the only competition you have is against yourself, right? Yes. For those kind of
games. Just PB, you know?
Yeah, that's a nice game.
Lastly, unless you wanted to close this out, Scrun, please.
No. Just wanted to invite everyone to play Fallout Shelter.
You haven't gotten to me yet. I haven't opened mine at all. So, lastly here, what do you think you guys' games will like in the future? Like, it doesn't even have to be mobile games anymore. You could be, like, super into
I'm quite interested where VR will take us. Mm. As a source of entertainment.
You get motion sickness, Scrawn? I know Red does.
Super hard.
Really.
Do you?
No, not really. But I've never tried like the really in-depth VR ones, like, you know, the ones they use for Skyrim or whatever.
Would you play a VR of Skyrim, Red? I know you love Skyrim.
No, I won't survive because it's FPS and I would get disoriented and, you know, I may vomit after like 30 minutes of game.
Vomiting won't activate any of your dragons.
Exactly! Push Roda to the vomit bucket. But good thing that you you said Skyrim Index, because the game that I'm planning to really play in the future is the new Elder Scrolls game.
Like online or the new?
No, the new after the Skyrim.
The sixth Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, because they're gonna release that like 2025 or something.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. I think the map will be like the size of Los Angeles or something.
Real big. Oh my god.
It's gonna be like 200 gigs.
Oh shit.
Oh my
games
god.
Games are easy 8 gigs now. Imagine like in
yeah. Well, what's the size for Rainbow Six?
It's 70.
60.
I downloaded 70, yeah. Friend.
Wow.
See, then that doesn't even that have story. So imagine having Fire or Elder Scrolls. It's easy like 200 gigs in the future.
I could see that. So hype, you know. I just want to be lost into that world again.
Yes. I'm interested how for the upcoming Final Fantasy VII, yeah. If they manage to cap the
game size
gigs on a disc. That's why they didn't want other players separating it by parts again.
Can't they do like the Nintendo Switch strat where they just put some data on the CD and then it gives you a download key?
Yeah, the rest. Yeah, they could potentially do that. So I guess the only real reason is they just wanted to cut it off as far.
All right. So,
how about you? You didn't say your game in the
future.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing, probably. Like.
Oh.
These time-consuming games that are, you know, just stress-free. Yeah. It's just, a lot like Stardew Valley.
Just want VR so I can live there.
Literally Sword Art Online, life. Friend.
This hook me up to a. What do you call that machine?
Guild Wars VR, let's go.
What do you call that machine that keeps you living? Oh, I would love to live in VR, experience to live in VR.
Bark.
Well, Terraria is beautiful. Oh, Guild Wars aesthetic is beautiful.
What if you're like doing all those skill jumps and then you fall? It's like kind of like real.
Yeah, that's actually a thing in Guild Wars because there's vertical areas in Guild Wars. They have this whole thing called jumping puzzles that a lot of people get frustrated about. It's basically like a bonus content for the game. It's not a requirement. So there are hidden areas. Every map has one or potentially has one. And then you basically have to Skyrim your way. Well, there are stuff that you can jump onto. But, you know, when you reach the top or somewhere, it's like a secret area, you'll get a chest.
Yeah, but what if you, like, fall from, like, it's like a dream that you're falling from.
Yeah, and you die most of the time, and most of the time you have to restart the jumping puzzle again from the beginning. So a lot of people get frustrated with it.
You think if you like win, like if you make enough money and you're set for life, you'll just play games all day?
Possibly. Yeah, I guess living example is Mr. Beast.
What? Sorry?
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast, yeah.
Yeah.
But he still hustles though.
Yeah.
He still makes
content.
Makes the money, yeah.
I wanna answer that question as well.
Yes.
I'm not gonna play games. I'm gonna travel the world, dude.
You're gonna travel the world? Okay.
Yeah.
Travel the world?
Just got an answer.
Oh my god. You're just gonna play games all day?
I mean, obviously not all day, you know. I have time to actually go to the gym, eat, sleep.
you'll basically and hire just hire someone to do your taxes.
Pug. Accountants, they're important, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, you know you're rich already, or you made it big when you have like a personal accountant.
Do you need an accountant in the Philippines, though?
Yeah. If you, I mean, if you have a business,
they'll line up with the BIR for you.
If you have a business,
because it saves a lot of time.
Cook the sheets, man.
They'll line up the BIR for you, pay your SSS for you.
Everything, right?
It's not a personal accountant. I feel like it's a called that a assistant.
Get a personal assistant, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a dream.
Yep. Well, we'll talk about it in depth probably in another episode. That's a good topic.
Oh.
Yep.
Yes, very.
I thought we'll talk about it when we have.
We have money. Never.
Yeah.
Talk about it again when we finally have one.
When CA Sport Media Group needs accountants and finance people, right?
All right. So, we're going in backwards here. We're gonna start with the Nintendo Switch stuff, and I'm very excited for Animal Crossing coming next month.
Hey.
And more excited about the Nintendo Switch bundle that I'm not getting.
It's so. Oh my God.
It's so nice, right?
I made my sister to look at it, right? And she said she's planning to sell her Switch to buy that bundle. That's how.
It's not a bad idea. It's so nice.
It is.
Why don't you just put skins on your Switch?
It's expensive, friend.
Can you make a skins?
I mean, I could airbrush your Switch.
That is true. You just take out the shells. It's doable.
Yeah. Mm.
Yo, you wanna do that?
Yeah.
I have an airbrush.
Can you make a CE Sport Joy-Con?
I've been thinking about airbrushing mine. When I have the time.
Ron, if you make a schedule, I'll bring my Switch controllers, my Joy-Cons. I'll buy a pastel colored one because I want pastel colored ones.
Okay, that works. Okay. Actually, I'm going to speaking of my airbrush, I'm going to Jello's place this Wednesday.
Who's a Jello's place?
Jello is our production guy. I don't think you've met him.
Why are you going there?
I don't think you've met him personally.
Why go there, Scott?
We're painting minis.
Oh.
Like he wants to get into painting minis.
Oh. Hold the class.
It's like, oh, that's a perfect motivation for me to try and paint my minis now.
Nice excuse. Perfect excuse.
Oh, yeah. Because he introduced me to this website called Tabletop Smith. Hey, hello. They're local. And basically, they have like minis. Oh, I can link you guys. I can link it to you guys. So they have minis that they sell, which are pretty nice. They're Filipino price, like $300, $400. They don't cost what, $20 a piece. They're used for D&D and stuff.
So yeah,
he's thinking about getting a mini, and then. And then what you call that afterwards, they also can 3D print for you. So if you make something in board, which is like a online character creator for like D&D minis. So it's like basically your character creation screen, but it's a mini.
Speaking of D&D.
They can print it.
Can we have like a regular D&D session now?
We're planning on making one with Jello DMing. We just haven't arranged because we want to arrange the studio to accommodate. So yeah, that's like commercial. We'll have D&D soon as well.
If we have it on weekends, I'm down. But weekdays, ugh, that's scary.
It hasn't worked out well as yet because they did. Remember, they did the weekday thing at the studio called Bitter Feud, wherein it's EDH, Magic, every Thursdays. The schedule, they scheduled it that way, hasn't worked out well because they can't really use the studio on weekends because we use it.
Mm-hmm. So they have to find the time around us, friend.
Yeah. And that's check out Bitter Feud. They have EDH streams and other commercial.
Hey. Going back to Animal Crossing, dude.
Yeah.
Are y'all buying it or what's happening here? What's the situation about who's gonna buy it or not?
Because I saw the price. It's $60.
Yes.
So I'm planning to
buy
the game.
Yes.
Okay, the game I might buy. The bundle I'm not.
No, I think no one here is buying the bundle.
Yeah, it's nice though. It's really nice.
Yes.
Even the dock, right? The dock's so lit.
I think I like the dock and the Joy-Cons equally.
Yeah. So well, I'm not gonna buy it right away. I guess gonna wait it. I will wait. For it on a sale. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know that won't be on sale forever, so I don't know if I could even buy it.
That's true. It's an IP. It's a Nintendo IP. I don't think you're ever gonna buy it for less than.
I don't know. I might start first with painting my dock.
Hey. You know you can. Can you do ours?
You know you can do a dock sock, friend.
What dock sock? What's a dock sock?
You know how when you touch yourself and use a sock? Nah, it's not like that. It's like it's like a piece of cloth that you put on the front of your dock, and it has graphic on it, and it's also dual purpose that it spices up your dock, and also it prevents scratches when you put in your
dock. Oh, so it's like a
basically a condom.
Yes, it is.
But you next are gonna buy it.
Oh yeah, day one purchase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, had the data blitz, day one.
Can you try to convince me to buy it right?
How can I convince you to buy it? It's a lot like Stardew, but it's more community based. So like your friends, if your friends have it, you get to visit their.
Okay. So let me think about it.
What is that Facebook game where you make your own house and then you get to visit? It's like the old school Facebook games, but Facebook had games.
Yeah, visit your friends' houses, right?
Yeah. And you build your own. It's like Sims a little bit. Yeah. And then another game is coming up, the Fire Emblem Three Houses DLC, very, very soon. When is it coming out exactly?
Next week.
Next week.
Another house.
Next week, baby.
Even though I don't really play Fire Emblem.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Have you finished Pokemon, Scrun?
That's a no. Hard no.
I'm an aging gamer.
Going back to Fire Emblem.
Okay, guys.
Would be my...
I'm gonna need you guys to carry the show. I will be back in like 5 minutes.
All right.
Carry on. Okay, so, friends.
Let one guy who knows Fire Emblem, another guy who doesn't, discuss it.
It's fine. Why don't you like Fire Emblem, Scrum?
It's not that I don't like it. I want to play it. Just, you know, don't have the time to do so.
It's like Pokemon.
That's why I think I haven't bought any game.
But have you played Fire Emblem games before? Like any other game of the Fire Emblem?
No.
How about Final Fantasy Tactics though?
Yeah, I mean, Disgaea basically.
Hey, Disgaea, yeah.
So it's like that. I played all the scary games.
How about Persona?
I have it on my PS4. I only played like four games of it, I think. But I do like it. It's just a time. There's just so much stuff to do.
I can feel you. But Fire Emblem is really a good game. You should, you know, try to play it someday. You don't have to buy it.
Iceborne is a good game as well, and I haven't bought it.
Oh my god, are you gonna buy it?
Yeah, I wanna play Monster Hunter.
Let's go! We're waiting for you.
You're waiting for me. Go, guys, go on ahead.
Said finish the game already.
Well,
going back to Fire Emblem, I could lend you my copy, but I doubt it that you will play it.
I mean, my brother lent me his Zelda.
Oh my god, you haven't even played it?
I haven't touched it. And you know, as you know, my brother was here like weeks ago.
Yeah, and you went into a Southeast Asia tour, right?
Yeah, so I still haven't touched it. Erica, I feel like Erica will play it first before I do.
Oh no. Speaking of Erica, your fiance, what games are she playing right now?
Oh, Pokemon.
So, oh, still finishing Pokemon.
Yeah, and that's about it, Pokemon. What would be, I don't know, Fire Emblem seems, I watch streams of it, looks fine.
It is, it's like a
maybe one of these days, man.
It's really a good game for you, Scrun, because you were a teacher back then, right? You were a professor in some college. Hello.
I'm breathing heavily.
Yeah. Did you run a lap before you went back?
I ran to her.
Oh no.
Is Ron buying Fire Emblem? Are you renting your Fire Emblem?
No.
Lending. Red is trying to lend me his. I'm not even sure if I can play it.
Yeah. And I was going to make an analogy that Scrun was a professor back then.
Yes. Remember teaching the kids? Very fantastic.
Was the kids you were teaching minors?
Nope, they're college.
Wow.
It's even worse.
Not minors, feel bad, man.
Yeah,
it's even worse.
I guess
worse.
That's why you don't college, like the game.
They're not that far off from my age. So it's hard to assert sometimes authority back then.
So Red, are you buying the DLC now?
Not now, maybe in the release.
On the what?
Next week, when it's released.
You can, actually, you know what, it's part of the expansion pass.
Yeah, but I don't want to pre-order it.
No. Bruh. The expansion pass right now has extra quests, extra things that you can do, extra maps, and it also includes the DLC, the fourth house.
I see.
You could get it now and experience everything, and then when the DLC comes out, the fourth house, the expansion, you can also enjoy
it. It's already there.
Yeah. That's why you want to buy it now. You want to buy it together? Let's buy it now, man. I have my Switch charging, I have my credit card. Let's go.
Oh god. Maybe after the podcast.
Yeah, maybe after. Alright.
Yeah, so that's it. Fire Emblem.
You done talking about Fire Emblem and missed it because it ran somewhere?
Yeah.
Alright, so, Dota 2 news.
Hey.
Put it last because the Agent Gamer was just too good to pass up. The timing was too good. Have you seen this ESL 1 Los Angeles EU closed qualifiers yet?
Yeah, it's so crazy, dude. The team.
The teams are
B8? You mean B? Where did B8 qualifier.
It's CIS.
Is it CIS?
And I think they dropped out.
Yeah.
They did.
Well, you know, growing pains.
Yeah. But again, going back to the EU, those qualifiers, dude, those teams. And they have your boys in there.
Yes. I'm sponsored. I'm very sponsored. So yeah, EU stacked is so stacked.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch the new OG. Mm-hmm. And, you know, watching Nigma again.
Ron.
Lose. You're basically... They're like C9 now to me.
Oh no.
Like before when you know you expect C9 to lose.
Well, they did. They did lose. So. Yeah.
All right. So, Team Secret, here are the teams on the closed qualifiers. Team Secret, Alliance, Liquid, Nigma, NIP, OG, OG Seed, Aggressive Mode with Skitter, Skylark, Lil, and Spartan from Skylark and Spartan, obviously, from that Ad Finem squad. Viking GG, which has nobody that I really know of. And the Singularity has Excalibur, Hestajo, yeah, Zitrax too, to a certain degree. So, the big boys are here. Only three will qualify, friends. Who will qualify?
Go ahead. You go first, Croy.
I don't know. I have high hopes for the new OG lineup.
Yep.
It's three slots, so pretty generous. I mean, I do like... Pretty sure Secret will go in.
Mm.
OG, not sure, because, you know, it's... The thing, I mean, they basically took both qualifier anyway, both open qualifiers. So there's that. Did they beat in the open qualifiers?
Secret's definitely.
Nah, I don't know these guys.
For sure. Secret has to.
Yeah.
With this lineup.
Yeah, Secret will get in. But I think, I don't know, Alliance, they're more stable.
Hey.
Yes. It's my second team too, Secret Alliance.
Hey.
What's Alliance, then I want Nigma to get in.
Hey. Of course.
But I feel like this isn't as stacked as
really?
South Asia. South Asia.
Because there is a chance that OG does not qualify for this. It's more like what are
it's
the
a
teams
very new.
I like to look at this as like how who are the people left that are not gonna qualify? Because if you look at it, possibly I mean my bets are Secret Alliance and OG Seed actually over OG. And you look at the people that are not going to qualify, Liquid, Nigma, NIP, OG. You're taking away their spots.
Yeah.
If you make them compete in another region, they're going to take those spots.
Mm. NA, by the way.
Lol, C9.
You put them on NA, I guess, or SA.
I'll predict my teams that would qualify would be Secret, OG, and I.
The fudge is this disrespect for Alliance.
NIP?
What? PPD's there.
Jesus.
NIP. I like their brand though.
I think NIP. What teams do NIP have that are good? CSGO is not there. Dota 2 is not there yet. What's happening?
R6?
I don't know actually. R6. I'm not gonna
I think their COD is doing well, NIP.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't follow COD.
Yeah. Describe, who did you have?
For
the qualifiers.
LA?
Yes. I must have missed it.
Secret Alliance and a toss-up between... The third one is a toss-up between 3, Nigma, OG, Liquid.
Okay. That's a lot of choices.
I know, it's either the 3 for the last spot.
Yes.
It's feel like it's any...
All right.
But I feel like Secret and Alliance will get in.
Secret and Alliance will get in, for sure. Thank you. Thank you for the respect. All right, cool. Next up is the coronavirus. Very good. Very, very good virus that we have. So the coronavirus has affected esports as well. Some venues are not going to be used anymore. Some teams are not going to be going to tournaments. But this one, the article that's Scrum linked is the major host and location allegedly leaked. So PGL was supposed to be running a tournament in China, but because of the coronavirus, they're changing locations. And this is kind of sucky for an organization that has planned this for possibly years, honestly. At this point, you have to book these locations very in advance.
Like a year ahead.
Yeah, exactly, right? Because these venues are very busy. And I think this is the right call, right? Isn't this just the responsible thing to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good call for PGL and all these other organizations, like ESL One as well, postponed their China qualifiers for ESL One, and then Overwatch a few weeks back they postponed of their for the Chinese side of Overwatch League, and even for League of Legends they canceled for LCK they canceled their media day, and the start of their PCS was delayed indefinitely. They didn't even give a date. It's just, you know, stop.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about this, Red?
I just want, you know, just want someone to find the cure. So, like, right now. Because it really affected a lot of people, so.
Even in Philippines, they canceled.
A lot of stuff, right?
Predator League. Which is supposed to happen this month. We're supposed to reunite with our boy, Xenochrist, for this month. He was supposed to fly to the Philippines. And also Cyclops was supposed to fly. So, that's a bummer.
Hey, we just have to be cautious, you know? It's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
So, remember, guys, always sanitize your hand. Wear face mask.
Actually, I think it's just the sanitizing of the hands, honestly. That's why.
I'm not sure how, because I haven't talked to Sed about it, but they raised the alert level to orange in Singapore and basically sent everyone in a buying frenzy.
I was about to make a racist joke. Ooh.
Good job.
Okay.
Good job. You could tell us after the podcast.
Yes, I will. Because we're not racist like that. No.
Yeah. No. We're a different kind.
Yeah. But this major thing, how long will this go? Obviously, when we have a cure for the sickness. Well, what happens when there isn't a cure in the sickness? Do we just completely ignore China as a region? That's a big deal.
Ignoring them now because they're not allowed to enter any country.
But we are kind of there already. Sorry, Chinese esports people.
We love you, by the way.
They have travel bans. Almost all countries has issued travel bans.
Yeah. we like you would see Chinese teams gonna compete in online tournament.
All right, any closing remarks here? Are we gonna move on to the final topic that we have for the day?
Be safe.
Wonder Festival as well, I think, got affected. I'm not sure how, but it's basically a figure expo in Japan.
Wonder?
Bummer.
But it still pushed through because you can't stop weebs from getting their action figures, their garage kits, a lot of stuff as well. For those interested in action figures, check that out. Also, yeah, that's about it for that one.
Okay, so final topic for the day. We got Joker. Not the movie. Not the Joaquin Phoenix Joker. Did you watch the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie?
Yeah.
No.
It's nice.
I thought Ron, of the three of us here.
Of all people, right? Of all people.
Yeah. Well, by the time I had time to watch it, it was out of the theater.
Oh.
Time to be the pirate that you are.
Hey. I'm waiting for it to be on Netflix.
Netflix PH is a joke. I can't even watch Cardcaptor Sakura here.
Wait, Cardcaptor Sakura is Netflix?
Yes, it was for a bit, and then they just said nope. Not in the PH.
What?
Yeah, if you put it this way, America is like my brother.
Yes.
Like, he thinks that Netflix US is a joke because we have Big Bang Theory here and they don't have it.
Okay. Maybe you just have
to... We don't have The Office in Netflix as well.
I want it.
Yeah.
But we have Big Bang Theory. It's like,
screw that.
The Office is still like...
Why you guys have Big Bang Theory and we don't?
Why you guys have The Office and we don't?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get me my office, man.
Yes. Speaking of office,
we have a studio, not an office.
Speaking of office, the Joker's new girlfriend is named Punchline. I don't know. I just went for it.
Hey, office and the Punchline. Yeah,
Punchline looks nicely made. Like, it's nicely designed. I don't know who the designer was. Wait.
Is she Asian?
Can we find out?
Just assume that she's Asian. Does she have coronavirus?
No. Oh, shh. Oh, no.
Well, it's stop. Because,
We're not assuming. Okay, we're asking if she has
okay.
it. We're not assuming that she has it.
Oh, my God. I mean, maybe that's the reason why she turns into Punchline.
Oh, some foreign entity came into her body and gave her extra dexterity or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a preview, so we don't really know much about her yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a preview, so it's not out.
What we know is how it will play out. It's because Harley Quinn has allied herself with
that slut.
So it's basically a build-up.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Speaking of Harley Quinn, I'm inviting you guys to watch Birds of Prey, now out on theater.
It's a fun movie.
It is.
Not gonna say
girl
it's
power.
Good or not, but it's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie.
I'm just gonna put it out there. That movie is a basic bitch movie.
Oh! yeah, going back to Punchline. That's your punchline
that
there.
That was the punchline.
How was it? That was it. Flaming DC movies, am I right?
Yeah.
What's the one DC movie that you like? Because I have not watched any DC movie and I'm looking for something that they can, like, you know. I've always had a bad connotation with the DC movies.
How about the DC series?
Series? Did you say series?
Animated series are a legend, you know. They are. They are institutions.
Well, the animated movies are nice as well. They have an animated animated cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
Because I think Young Justice is great.
Young Justice is nice. You should watch it.
Yes, I did. Some of it. I did watch all of it.
Oh.
Also, the
there's also the new Harley Quinn series is really nice.
The original Batman series too.
Yeah. How about the Batman Beyond as well?
I've not watched it.
Batman.
You guys... Batman? Don't like Batman
Beyond? Beyond, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's technically, I think, what they're going to be leaning forward to for the next Batman movie with the Twilight.
Robert Pattinson?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the new Batman.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know that they're going on Batman Beyond.
They're saying it might lead to that. Like it's not, they're not gonna call it Batman Beyond or call him Terry McGinnis.
Batman Twilight. Let's go.
Yeah, it's nice that they actually get Robert Pattinson because he's an actual Batman. He was a vampire.
Yeah. Well. I'm going to put this out here, but he's a good actor to be.
Yeah, he is.
If you watch his other works, he's amazing. You should watch
it. He's also already buffed up like so much for the Batman movie.
I'm gonna see his body.
Yeah. Oof.
Robert Pattinson naked.
What did you find?
Deepfakes. A lot of deepfakes. But he is, yeah, okay. Yeah, he's got some muscle now, but it's not like, you know, jacked. He's just kind of muscly. Alright, cool. Now I'm in a website called men.a-to-z-nude.
What the hell?
Okay.
I think we have enough, you know. I think this podcast is done. After that.
Yeah, that's after that, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Weird. No. Okay, we're good. We're done. We took an hour. Wow.
Hey.
We are closing. And in this one, we have ESL Rio next weekend, 15-16.
The OQs, man.
East OQs? Asian. Yeah, OQs for East Asian qualifier. And then potentially we'll be also doing the Pokemon Kyoto League.
Mm-hmm.
Once we finalize that on the 23rd. So look out for that one. Debut casting index, Sword and Shield.
There's no way I'm gonna be any smarter than anybody that's watching that stream. Oh, he pulled
anyway,
on an earthquake.
So,
very good. Doesn't hit flying types, by the way.
So yeah, that's about it for us. And also, stay tuned. We have a lot of stuff coming up for CSGO.
Yes.
Yeah. Stay tuned for the CE Sport Media Group. Let's go.
Yeet. We are though. That I'm coining it right now. The media.
Okay. So yeah, that's it for us guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been Nerd Stuff with Scrawn,
Index,
Pedro.
Goodbye, friends.
Bye.